This is an issue that the parents wrote out to us, that their students were having problems in the school as regards the state of the actual building, and that the principal had put in for an allocation of emergency funds to do works in the school as regards dampness that was taking place in the school, and that they were actually turned down, and the actual conditions with mould and with windows and doors and dampness. It's a school that was built in the 60s, and that the work can't take place until a new funding application is put in. There's an issue there as regards the playground, and there's an issue there as regards a lot of kids are sick because of the dampness and the mould that's in the classrooms. And I don't know what's happening out there with the Department of Education, but this is there's been a couple of schools out here at the minute that there's actually problems with trying to get funding, and they are Department of Education buildings, and I don't know why that they can't address these and sort this out that you're talking here. For the health and well-being and safety of kids, these issues have got to be addressed and ASAP by the Minister for Education.
And you mentioned the children that have got sick as a result of this. Like, it's left even the playground you mentioned during the meeting, and like, children are going to school and they're being faced with, might be in danger, really.
Well, the issue here is as regards, listen, this time 4 years ago we were in lockdown because of COVID, right? So and kids and everybody else was learning from home. Surely to God, when you go into a classroom, it should be a safe and a well-conditioned building, that you're not going to get dampness or mould coming at you, and that you should, as a child, in your childhood years, be able to play on a safe playground. Surely to God, it makes sense that if there's tarmac not being replaced, potholes, that if a child falls in that and the parents turn around and sue the school, and there's an issue there as regards insurance as well, that surely to God, it's in the best interest of the Department of Education to get these remedial works done as soon as possible, get the playground sorted out and the classrooms in the school sorted out.